This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We are at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And it is Wednesday, and it's very hot and humid outside.
And we have a distinction today on this program.
We do.
We're the only talk show in America not discussing Tom Brady.
This is true.
Right?
They are all time. I mean, Daryl this morning was glued to his phone. I mean, I'm like, what are you doing? What do you mean? It's Tom Brady. It's the big whatever.
Deflategate.
Deflategate.
Right. So I'm going to watch you next time you smash your phone's glass to make sure that it's not to cover something up.
What?
So you're really not following it.
I'm really not.
He destroyed his phone.
He said that's not what he said. I was listening to that part.
Well, somebody did it for him.
Well, he said that he was replacing his phone with an iPhone 6. That's what I heard this morning.
So he's backtracking. That's not how it originally was portrayed. Okay. Either way, he's looking like an idiot. But anyway, we're not talking about
that. We're not supposed to be talking about
that.
That's right.
That's right. Okay.
And you know what? I think that Donna is ready.
Is she?
She is ready.
She was born ready, from what I understand.
Hey, I'm always ready.
We know, and we love
you. What's up with that? We ain't talking about no Tom Brady. If anything, we're going to smash some potatoes. That's what we smashing.
Oh, is that what we're doing today?
Yeah, that's what we smashing. That's it.
All right. Okay, smashing potatoes.
Brady,
I can't wait.
Oh, Brady Bunch? Well, we ain't got time for that. We smashing potatoes. How y'all doing?
We are good. How are you?
Very well. I'm enjoying the nice, warm sunshine.
Exactly. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It is.
Last week, we went down to the fair, and I had a great time. And I got my house smells so wonderful. I got these melted candles.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what the name of the scent was called?
Ooh, what?
Butt Naked. Girl, got my house smelling so good. Woo! I was I had to get it. When I seen the sign, I said, oh, the candle wax called Butt Naked? Let me smell that. It got my whole house smelling like Butt Naked.
See, I don't know what Butt Naked smells like.
I'm going to send you some so that you can actually smell what Butt Naked is supposed to smell like. It's supposed to smell like this.
If you
smell anything else, then you better run. But if it smells like this, she all good. It's all good.
Yeah, well, we know it's not a Yankee candle because I don't believe they've gotten to that yet.
I don't think so.
No, but they have some pretty bizarre ones.
Wait, no. See, I think outside the box. Y'all should already know that. You know, Yankee would never sell a candle called Butt Naked. That's not their type of life. You know, you got to think I'm far beyond Yankee. You hear me? Yankee Doodle, Yankee Candle. I'll go straight for Butt Naked.
But I mean, some of the scents that Yankee Candle has, like freshly fallen snow, seriously, that has no smell.
I know, it's true.
I mean, come on. Fresh laundry, please. I have enough of that around the house. Come on. But Butt Naked, I'm all in on that one.
You in? I'm going to send you. I'm going to have to go back down there. I'm going to have to find them. I'm going to give you the website so that you can have some Butt Naked in your house.
All right. Well, I'll check out with Barbara, see how she feels about that.
Well, she'll be all right. She'll be all right. As long as it smells like this. So everybody's good. Everything's really going well.
Everything's going great. Yeah.
Good. I had the in-laws, but we ain't gonna discuss that.
Oh, yes, we are, because you just brought it up, which means you really want to discuss it. So.
No, I don't want to discuss them.
Well, you can't just drop that on us.
I had Morris the Butcher and Freeloader Frida eating up everything in my house.
Freeloading Frida, and what was the other one?
Morris the Butcher.
Morris the Moocher and Freeloading Frida.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Ate me out of house and home.
You must have cooked up a storm.
You know I did.
I know you did.
I was making from fish tacos down to making homemade sausage egg McMuffin sandwiches.
Wow.
Yeah. So they ate me out of house and home. That's what I get for having this skill. And drank up all my water. Lucky thing, I don't drink alcohol because they'd probably clean me out of that.
Well, water's cheap. You can't really complain about that.
Not when it's in a bottle.
Well, don't buy bottled water.
I, gotta have bottled water in my house. That's another whole nother story.
So that's
anyway, we ain't
story.
Gonna
that's
talk about Morris Samucha or Freeload Freedom. We're gonna get over that. All butt naked. We're gonna get into the recipe of the week. Y'all
well, ready? Wait a minute. Before we do that, I just have to let you know that Daryl on Sunday made cornbread a la
Ooh,
Donna.
Did he do it?
He did. And I am gonna say one thing, okay? I'm not a big corn. I mean, you know, I like cornbread, but because of the calories and stuff like that. But anyway, I did take a little square of it, and it was good. But yours was better. And you know what I think that you know what he
but
did
you know
wrong.
What?
No, it was
wrong?
Good. I mean, he made the effort. He did it. He made this big pan of it. And he's all proud of it, and he likes it. But he agreed with me. Yours was sweeter. He needed more sugar, I guess.
No, if he did it the correct way, like I told him, he wouldn't need no sugar.
Really?
It's because you know what it was? It's because my hands are so sweet. That's the love.
Oh, boy.
It's the honey dripping all off of me, you know? That's what it is. It's brown sugar. Y'all got the brown sugar dripping in it. That's what
okay.
that was.
All right. Because, yeah, it was good. I mean, it was spongy. It was moist. But it seemed like yours was sweeter.
Do you use cream corn?
I told you.
No?
It's brown sugar, baby. That's all.
Okay.
It's all it is. But you know what? When Donna gets back up there, she'll make him some more cornbread.
All right. I got it.
Well, okay, let's get into the recipe of the week.
All right.
Let me get to it.
Hear it. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Take it
here
away.
We go. Now, people often call me crazy, a funny girl. I think I have the type of personality that people who meet me first really like me, or I'm a bit too much, and they tend to avoid me like I got Ebola.
Oh,
I'm just that different, versatile type of chick. I can blend in or stand alone. No matter where I may be, my presence is always made known. That is the way I feel about coconuts. That brown, hairy, hard nut to crack can blend in or stand alone and still make its flavor known. As a kid, I hated coconut. I didn't like the taste or the texture. It was just too much for me. But as an adult in my years, I tended to stay away from coconut like it had Ebola. I wasn't aware of how versatile coconut is. As a sugar, aka palm sugar, the oil Ted and I are in love with, it's an excellent moisturizer. And if your teeth are the color of stucco or cream corn, well, coconut oil will have your teeth looking like fresh fallen snow on Mount Nuka-Nuka-Naka.
Oh, Mount Nuka-Nuka?
Nuka-Nuka-Nuka. You know what I mean. Bodacious Tata. Anyway, here's what you'll need to make it happen for you. You'll need a whole heaping tablespoon. And you're going to put it in your mouth, and you're going to swish it around for 20 minutes. Don't swallow it. Yes, it's a long time for me not to be able to run my big mouth. It's like a greedy person going past free cookies and not being able to take one, like I had Frito up in here. If she had to go past a cookie, she would have probably fell out on my floor and died. Anyway, you're going to, once that long 20 minutes is up, you're going to spit that coconut. I spit that coconut oil out, and I go back to running my mouth like an Amtrak train with gleaming white, pearly white teeth. Yes, I'm nuts for coconut. I love it. Yes, it took me a while to get over its flakiness, just like some people, it takes them a while who are nuts about me, have to take time to get to know me. Now I see how versatile, sweet and useful coconut can be. Just like me, coconut has stolen my heart, and it is the star of the show, front and center of this week's recipe. It is cuckoo for coconut shrimp with coconut fried sauce on the side. Yes, I'm crazy like that. I make up words. Ken, here's what you'll need. So you'll need to use a good cooking oil like Wesson or Crisco. Note to self, cheap oil means greasy. So go get the good stuff now. Always get the good stuff. You'll need 1.5 pounds of shrimp, jumbo. Go big, thick, and juicy. Never mind, I got to get off of that. But I'm nuts for coconut shrimp. I peel and devein, Teddy, I mean coconut. The shrimp, that is. Peeling
she,
the dangerous
she went
shrimp.
There, Carol.
Yeah. Shut up, y'all. Peeling the vein your shrimp and leave the tail on. Yes, leave the tail on. Shake your tail feather. 1 cup of pinko breadcrumbs, 1 cup of sweetened coconut shredded. You can find that in your baking aisle in your supermarket. You'll also need 2 large eggs, 1/2 cup of water, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of Old Bay seasoning, 1/2 tablespoon of lemon pepper seasoning. In a large bowl, you're going to mix together your pinko, your coconut, and your lemon pepper. In another medium-sized bowl, you're going to beat your egg and your water together. And in a third bowl, you're going to mix your flour, your Old Bay seasoning together. You're going to dredge your shrimp in the flour, then in the egg, and then in your breadcrumbs. Now, I do my shrimp one at a time. Just like your kids need one-on-one time with mommy, so does your shrimp. I place them on wax paper, cookie sheet, and once I have all those shrimp coconutified, I pop them in the freezer for 1 to 2 hours. While those shrimp are in the freezer, we're going to make that coconutified sauce. This is what you'll need for that sauce. You'll need 1 can of tropical fruit mix. You're going to use 1 cup of it. You're going to drain the juice. You're going to have 1/2 cup of that juice on reserve, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, and 1 cup of coconut milk. You're going to take that 1 cup of fruit, and you're going to put it in your blender, and you're going to pulse it just one teeny-weeny time because you want chunks and bits. Don't puree it because you don't want baby food. And then you're going to set that aside in a bowl. Once you have that, next you're going to take that 1/2 cup of juice that you have reserved and 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. You're going to mix it together. Now, you're going to place on the stove your 1 cup of coconut milk in a saucepan, and you're going to heat till hot. Then you're going to take your cornstarch juice and pour it in your pan, and you're going to heat it for 2 minutes. You're going to pour it over your fruit chunks, and you're going to sit that in the freezer. Now we're ready to fry up some shrimp. Now, you're going to preheat your oil in a deep frying pan, or if you have a fryer, you can use one of those. You're going to fry into batches until crisp and golden brown for 3 to 5 minutes. Drain on a paper towel lined sheet. After those coconut are all fried up, you're going to whip out that sauce, and you're going to go cuckoo for coconut shrimp with coconut fried sauce on the side. You're going to go in. Go ahead and get it in. Go crazy. Stir crazy. Plain old baddie. Just go nuts. But have a ball doing it. King.
Well, I want to hear just a little bit more about whitening our teeth with coconut oil. I'm having a hard time believing that.
Don't have a hard time believing it because it's true. I do it all the time. Go look it up. Trust and believe. You take a whole tablespoon. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I will look it up. Is there anything that you add, like baking powder or anything? No?
No, don't add anything. What you're going to use is I use organic. Always use organic. And I take 1 big tablespoon, mm-hmm. and I shove it in my big fat mouth. And I sit there for 20 minutes, swish, 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 swish. Because what it does, it draws out the toxins out of your body. I swish, swish, swish for 20 minutes, and then I spit it out. And my teeth, my teeth will fly.
Well, no, mm-hmm. I've seen your pictures, and your teeth do look very white and very well cared for. So, that's interesting. I'm going to research into that a little bit because I'd rather do that than Crest, whitening strips.
Well, you know what? What you been doing with your teeth that you need Crest whitening strips?
I enjoy red wine. I enjoy coffee.
Are you doing red wine and coffee? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mix them together.
Yeah. What you like? What you say?
Oh, nothing.
Well, I ain't deveining you. That's all you need to know.
Oh, I'm out of here. Nobody's doing that and getting away with it.
No, I'm not going to devein you. No way.
Oh, boy.
I think we're done, aren't we, Carol?
Oh, well, if you're done, don't forget to check me out, hear me, or DonnasDelights.com, because you know your girl is blogging. Go, girl. Go, girl. And also, remember, life is for living and food is for giving. I have been put aside, I have been satisfied, and yes, I have been taken for a ride. Ain't nothing like being coconut fried. Now I got to go coconut fry my husband because I'm nuts about him.
Bye, Donna.
Bye, Donna.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh,
what
she
can you
is
say?
Something else.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing to say.
No.
We need to just go to break.
All right.
I think we
good idea, Carol.
You're listening to Food for Thought. Up next is my dad. He's going to be in house. He was busy researching something up there, so he'll be back on with us. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. Nice and I haven't been in since when you came in. Was it real humid like they're saying it is?
Yeah, rest of the week, we're in the 90s. I think we're stuck with it, right?
I think today's the worst of it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think by a couple degrees.
But yeah, which is still, you know. But I think the weekend, though, is supposed to be beautiful, right?
I think so. It'll be warm, but I think the most of the rain will be done.
Right, but I think sunny and nice, I'm pretty sure. Dad, what's the weather? You always know what the weather is.
Whoops.
What are you looking for? You don't need headphones. You're brilliant without them.
Yeah, I know. Okay, how you doing? I'm always...
We need a weather update for
the
weekend.
The weather update is tomorrow is the last of the heat wave. It's going to be like 89 to 91, and followed by still heat, 85 to 90, 88.
But nice, though, the weekend?
Nice. Like... No, it's nice all week. Very nice weekend.
Good.
Staff meteorologist,
tonight,
George Lawrence.
Tonight,
thank you, sir.
Again, tonight, chance of showers, but we didn't get them last night. They threaten us with showers every
yeah.
night. We don't get them.
I at my house, you know, we live like way up on top of the hill.
Yeah.
It got real dark.
Yeah, it looks it and feels it,
yeah.
but we don't get it.
And I thought, sure it was.
So
but,
you take
but
the hose
didn't.
Out in the sprinkle system.
Really?
So
that's
let's welcome Dad, Food for Thought, his weekly segment. What do you have on tap for us today?
Well, I really don't, be honest with you. Can you be honest? I don't have that much. But... What I have is this. I have what I cooked last week at home on Sunday. It was just a simple tenderloin. But I found out, remember we were talking about Weber grills?
Yes.
And
I
swear by all of them. I know it's quality, premium, the whole bit. But I always skirt around a little bit because I just look for a high BTU because I like a high temperature cook. That's the way I am. And watch it precisely because if you don't watch high temperature, you get a burnt piece of char, you know what I mean? So I bought a KitchenAid from Sears Roebuck. It's a KitchenAid, and the reason
KitchenAid grill,
and wow. the reason it intrigued me, KitchenAid make very good equipment, as you
yes.
know, in
yeah,
the home,
of course,
and they make a grill.
I never realized
yeah.
that.
And what I liked, being in my former trade years and years ago, you know, a sheet metal worker in stainless steel, I used to install stainless steel kitchens. The premium quality of your stainless. When you have a finger on a refrigerator and it shows, it's just junk stainless. The good stuff is easy to clean.
Okay.
The cheaper stuff isn't. And the KitchenAid grill was the good stuff. It was a mirrored finish. And I said, boy, there's quality in this thing. And I bought it. And I just found out the other day there's a plug in the back of it. I connected. What would it be electric to this grill? You know?
Oh, you told me.
It lights up. The dashboard is all lit. Just push a button, and the lights go on inside. So you're cooking at night, and you got two lights inside.
Nice.
And they're LEDs. You know? Everything is unbelievable. And when you get it plugged in, it keeps the battery up, so you never have to worry about batteries going dead when it doesn't automatic start. And then there was the apron on the side, and I love the grill because I can cook high temperature. And it's good quality stainless steel. The racks are thick,
mm-hmm.
know, easy to clean. They're round. Just last week, I was cooking a couple of tenderloins, and I lifted that burner that I knew was a burner. It wasn't a burner. It was one of those
searing station.
Yeah,
searing station.
I said, I don't believe
that's
it.
For your tuna.
I'm going to use it for the first time. I
mm-hmm.
used it on my tenderloin.
Yeah.
It was to absolutely die for.
Yeah?
I mean, the best tenderloin I've ever had.
Wow.
So I'm telling
Daryl
you.
Daryl loves his meats seared. He always asks them to
I'm
sear
the same
them.
Way.
Yeah, he loves
okay.
them.
I was talking about it in the office and he was getting goosebumps.
Well, that's a little weird.
That's a beef. That's a beef. That's a beef eater. He's
Daryl.
Yeah. He's oh my God. Look at He says, oh, I get some taste that right now, and that's what I've tasted doing it that way. Mm. It was really true, and I almost wanted to taste like wood, like, and I don't know where I got the wood, but I guess it's the fire. You know what I mean? The mm-hmm. fire. You know, when you use wood, it's a real fire. It was.
What
really,
it, what does
really
it look
good.
Like? The searing station? Is it like a grill?
It looks
that,
like.
What do you?
Well, no, right. It's cut out. It's square. And it's flat. And when you put it on, it's like almost like you've seen a radiant heat.
Yes.
It's like radiant. And it's got a very low blue flame on mm-hmm. it. But on this one, there's a control to make it even a little higher if you want it. It was really,
wow.
really, really good. And never mind, I go just yesterday to Sam's, and I always have to take a walk through the grills in the section. I don't need none. But you know what I find? A KitchenAid over there.
Really?
Wow. I said, I got to look at this baby. It was $999. It was a lot, but it isn't a lot because it's a KitchenAid again. And I looked at the four burners for the main cooking on the gas was 100,000 BTU. I said,
whoa.
Now we're talking some firepower, right?
Isn't that a lot?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And then it's got a nice apron. It's got a station underneath, two real doors. A good quality stainless steel on the outside, an empty cabin on the other end, and there was two hoods, mm-hmm. a big one.
Oh, wow.
With the 97,000 BTU, and there was another hood.
It's for warming, right?
It was a big sear master.
Oh, it was?
A whole
thing dedicated
was
section,
sear,
huh?
Right.
Wow, so did you buy it?
No, I ain't. I it's enough. Maybe I'll get it next year.
Because the Weber Grillmaster guy that we had on last
week. Imagine they have that.
He has 48 grills.
I know.
48 stinking grills.
We
They're all Webers.
Asked him how many grills he has.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, not
but
crazy.
He could pay for them. You know, he's a spokesperson. So
well,
he
gets, yeah, a lot of that stuff.
So maybe
well,
he get a gig with KitchenAid.
To him.
Well, yeah, he's got
to
try
yeah.
it and then take it right. on the road. I mean, I would love that job. I would love it.
Yeah, no
he
kidding.
Yeah,
I'm getting goosebumps, Carol, thinking about that.
Come on over to our place Sunday. We're going to be doing this, you know, in some place. That'd
yeah.
be great.
Right.
In some location. But that's what I have to say about my sear. And tonight I'm going to have tenderloin again, seared for
Steve.
For Steve Kozitek. And tonight I'm going to do, we're going to do potato salad because it's hot. And I wanted to keep it real simple. So I'm going to go after this, I'm going to go buy a real, I have to drive all the way to Litchfield. I want a
Litchfield?
Real, that farm stand.
Oh,
I want a real tomato. You can't find it up here on Webster Street. It's not.
This time of year, though, all these little farm stands should have the real deal.
Well, yeah, but where is a real farm stand close by?
Well, don't know.
There's none.
I'm sure there is.
That's one. Litchfield has
it. Webster Street wouldn't have it?
Nope.
Farm Fresh?
I went last week.
Really?
Nope.
Well, maybe they do today, though.
They have that vine ripened,
yeah.
which is the closest, and it's good.
Right.
I want one of them real ones.
Yeah, right off the right. vine, right?
That's
right.
what I like tonight with sliced tomatoes.
You know where they have them? They do have them at Fresh Market in Bedford.
Okay.
Yeah.
They might have them. I might save me
they
a trip.
Do.
Yeah.
They do.
Give it a shot.
I will.
Yeah, they do. Because they actually, throughout the winter, they even had heirloom tomatoes.
Did they?
They were beautiful,
now,
too.
Is Wednesday Farmer's Market Day in Bedford, or what day is it?
Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday?
Tuesdays is Farmer's Market.
Did you ever go to the Litchfield one?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I have not.
Nice,
I mean, there's several of them along
well,
the way.
Farm.
I mean,
yeah.
there's Wilson's Farm, but then there's a bunch north of there, too.
No, but they have little. They specialize in corn or stuff
melons.
Like that.
Or,
yeah.
But the so you go to Wilson's?
The big one. I go to Wilson's.
It's place burned a couple years ago, you know, or the house did.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is brand new and big.
Yeah, beautiful. That's because they rebuilt it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, they had a horrible fire.
I know when I want something like stuffed cabbage time,
mm-hmm.
I go there and get the cabbage just because they're monsters.
Yeah.
And it's easy to cook. It's done. You know, you buy all these little guys, you get small leaves.
Well, see, the reason it's so big is it's right across the river from Budweiser, and all the exhaust gets
yeah.
into the soil, and it just makes everything like steroids.
Right, and it heats the water.
It heats the water, too. Yeah, that's right. Do you ever see the pumpkins they pull out of that area?
No, it is.
The size of your head,
it's
George.
It's just unbelievable.
Bigger.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm going to do the sliced tomatoes and cucumbers with a nice aioli, you know, some
Perfect.
Little light aioli sauce on it if they want to. And that's it. Good tenderloin.
You should take some of this Healthy Solution spice blend.
Yes.
I know.
Oh,
I saw it. I was thinking about it last week. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what exactly what. I don't know what I'm going to do for a sauce.
Perfect steak right here.
Oh, okay.
Didn't she say that was one of the,
yes.
Is that the most popular one?
That one, it is.
The robust.
The robust beef, I think, is the most. And it's a little more powdery, so it really sticks, and it looks great when you grill it.
I will try it.
I use it as a rub instead of blending it in.
Yeah, she was just on, and
it's a really good product.
Bold beef rub.
Yeah, see, that one is my favorite, I would say.
Okay. Create gourmet meals in minutes.
If you use that on rub, George, and you put it on your brand new KitchenAid, it'll really make a nice bark. It'll just look so delicious.
That sounds unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great. She
did
a good job.
Are really good. You can get them in Market Basket in Hanford, too.
Or from Carol.
See what I'm learning? All these people listening right now, you don't have to go to Litchfield tonight, which is a great place to go. You can go right to the farm. Is it the farmer's market?
No. Go to...
not farmer's market.
Do you mean for these?
No, for tomatoes. I'm just saying what you can get.
Fresh market.
Fresh market
in Bedford.
I just feel knowledge. No, you're getting, you pick up knowledge.
Yeah. I got tomato plants in the backyard, but they're not quite ready yet.
Mine
either. The cherries are, but not the plum tomatoes.
Mine either. Mine didn't do well.
Or the big boys.
I was too involved in that wedding. My tomato, my garden, I'm ashamed of it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, didn't do well.
The
tomatoes are green, but they don't want to ripen.
Hmm.
You know?
Wonder what that's all about.
We even take them off and put them in a windowsill.
Yeah,
they're stubborn green.
Stubborn.
That's a new
green.
Color.
Stubborn green. So the searing station on your grill. So I have one too, and I don't really use it. So do you just put it on at the beginning, let it char a little bit, and then put it on the regular part of the grill? You don't do the whole cooking on
it. I did it that way last week. I did it right there.
Everything?
You did everything on the sear?
What I did is I went against my regular way of doing it. I had to keep flipping.
Oh, and normally one flip
it,
right?
But tonight now, I don't have the room because I have a very small sear station. Mm-hmm. It's very small. It's a side burner.
Well, I think you need to get that big one.
Yeah.
I love it. I can see it in my house.
It's only a grand, George.
Yeah, I know.
You sold the boat. You got the
boat. Unbelievable.
You're good for it.
Yeah, it's good to see. But what I might do is I might start at high temperature. On the regular side and end it there.
And finish it off. That's what I was thinking. That's
the only way. Whoops.
Right.
I got a static problem. Well, it's me hitting the table.
Well, you're just so excited about your new...
I get involved.
But now you're going to start it on the high-end heat?
Oh, yeah, still. I will never go low.
Really?
Yeah.
Cook through?
It cooks through. Believe me.
Like about how many minutes
about
on each
4 minutes
side,
and 4 minutes. And two more minutes undecided, touching and feeling.
Have you showed him your new, because he does it the old school way. Show him your thermopen.
I know.
And you'll make a believer out of him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Takes all the guesswork out. You want 133 degrees in the middle, you put that pen in there, you're going to see where you stand.
No, you're right.
No
it's,
guessing.
It's the right way.
Yeah.
I agree. It's like the regular little guy would, you probe it.
Yeah, you just stick your probe in it.
It's expensive because it's so
it's
good.
$100.
Yeah, it's $100.
$100. Yeah, right. I need the $19 one.
Right. Okay. No, this is $100.
It's the best thing I own in my kitchen is the thermopen.
I believe that.
Poultry 165. It's never dry. It's never red. You just pull it out at the right point.
And that's so important.
It's huge.
People don't realize that. Yep. We all think we're cooks, but mm-hmm. you start working with your temperatures, you're getting to be a master.
Yeah. For me, it was always a guesswork. I'm not that experienced, but that takes the guess. No. I have given it as a gift to so many people.
And chicken is tough.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to do. We're swapping over, but it's the truth.
Chicken. Okay, so for listeners out there that don't know the correct temperatures for certain things,
mm-hmm.
like you're saying 165, what if someone doesn't know, how do they find that out?
Well, sometimes you get a little guide with your pen, although I don't know if you did.
I didn't.
Just Google it. I mean, that's the most important one for safety purposes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But your dad is probably more versed in temperatures for tenderloin.
Like what would it be for beef? Like
well,
tenderloin.
I don't probe because I feel it.
He feels it. So, and it never lets you down, right?
Never lets
you
down.
But chicken, you can't mess with
chicken, it. Chicken, it's a guesswork.
Right.
And I'll probe it with my regular dial, and you have to wait for it to go. And if you have two dials, it's two different temperatures.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they're never synchronized. So that's why I don't trust that. But, I always say, even like going to the back room, that chicken is perfect because of a reason. It's taken out at the right temperature.
Right.
It isn't dry. It isn't uncooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the whole key.
It is.
And I would say it's 160 You know, I like it.
You could you can take because it out of 160.
It continues cooking.
It'll go another 5 degrees.
See, it continues. Yeah, you're right. We're in the safe zone. We're good.
That's right. See? I agree. 160 is safe. Just give it a couple minutes to distribute.
No, right, and we should.
And rest. Yes.
Always do that. I'll even, when I want something to rest, like this time of year ain't so bad, I always, it's a habit I take, you know, a double oven. I take one of the ovens that are off and close it and put it in, and it holds it. It don't get a draft. It doesn't. It just keeps festering a little bit, you know,
right.
Cooking.
Festering.
Yeah. Well, it's what it's doing all by itself. You know what I mean?
It sounds like a disease, but yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it's
but,
working.
But Carol, I think, was asking kind of what temperatures go to what degree of doneness with beef.
Right.
And that's something you can look up easily.
Like a medium rare would be what?
Yeah.
It's 125.
Yes, 125 to 135 in that range. But,
okay.
But if you like it pink, 125.
I would do 120. In the same way, because I'm already anticipating.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 115 is 110. And if you go under 110, you might as well like it raw.
Yeah, tartare.
You know? Right.
Now, there's a little bit more danger.
And it won't continue cooking. It's done. It goes the other way right away.
Yeah.
That's the danger.
The only other danger with beef is ground round, is because it was already exposed to bacteria and stuff. So it's a little riskier going at 125 or 130 degrees for a hamburger. That's why you never buy the pre-cut or pre-formed burgers. You always do it yourself.
Yeah,
you know, and know that you got and get good quality beef.
80-20, good quality.
Yeah, because it gives you enough fat.
I just
for
did
flavor.
It last night, and you know, threw a couple. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about too. You're right. Not interrupt your train of thought. Monday night. Yeah, this is a Wednesday. Monday night. You know what I had instead of steak and cheese? Pork and cheese. It's like a steak-em.
Hmm.
And they had it at Market Basket.
Like shaved steak?
Shaved pork.
Really? Yeah. That sounds interesting.
I stir-fried it on my griddle and my flat top, and it was excellent.
Huh.
It was excellent.
I think that sounds really good.
And you know what I'll do? It's just like we do it in a restaurant. I had, I think, a pound and a half, and we're three of us. And when it's really getting a little crispy on the outside, and it's got to be cooked. Even steak is better. The steak is something you cook well, and it's good. It's got flavor. And I divide it, and then I take that cheese, and I melt it right on the grill, and with a big spatula, it slides into my toasted roll with red peppers and onions.
Oh, yeah.
And all the seasoning and fresh parsley right there. I just reach over, you know. I think I'm Guy Fieri or something.
Right? Oh,
we need to get his hair all spiked
that's
up and
awesome.
Dream.
Yeah.
You can dream.
That we should
is
probably
awesome.
Do a break.
We need to go on break.
Yeah.
We do. You're listening to Food for Thought. Carol and Mike and Dad is in the house, George Lawrence, and we're talking grilling. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back for the final few moments of Food for Thought. I'm Mike Morin, Carol Lawrence, our co-host, and the show Food for Thought is brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory-smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street, ribshack.net. And I think I saw that Kevin Cornish took a few vacation days.
He did. He went up north.
It's funny, his post today was something like going northbound is like driving, on 93 is like driving to heaven, and coming southbound is like a taste of reality or something. Because, you know, and that actually is very wise. So anyway, check out Casey's Rib Shack, the best barbecue in the state, and Grasshopper's Garden Center, where the customer comes first, 728 North River Road in New Boston. I also want to mention a fundraiser coming up this coming Saturday, right? Saturday is the first. It's Bryce Strong Family Fun Day and Benefit. It's for a young boy, 10 years old, Bryce Haynes of Concord, has Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is certainly a very serious and threatening illness. First hospitalized at Concord Hospital, then transferred to CHAD, where they're really equipped to deal with children and very difficult illnesses. So anyway, this is a way to help the family cope with it, both financially and emotionally. It's happening in Concord at Eagle Square Park from, 11 to 4. There'll be all kinds of entertainment, including Wildlife Encounter Show involving animals. The kids will love it. Very family-friendly. It's free, but they would appreciate a donation if possible for the Bryce Strong Family Fun Day this Saturday.
There you go. Sounds fun. And it's supposed to be nice weather, so
Perfect. Hopefully
it'll all work out good. And just to remind listeners, too, next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Rafting for Wishes from Make-A-Wish, New Hampshire. That's going to be up in Meredith, New Hampshire at Heskey Park. And this is where they are on a raft. They're raising money, each team, and they're raising money. They're going to be on a raft for 44 hours.
10 teams, I think.
10 teams on a raft. And they sleep out there.
Yeah, they each have their own little raft. There's the main center raft. It almost looks like a flower the way that they have
pretty
them.
Cool.
The satellite rafts all around the main center one.
Dad, look.
And it's an event that's really grown and raises a fair amount of money for the kids, speaking of life-threatening illnesses, for Make-A-Wish kids. And we're finding out the sky is the limit for some of the things that the kids request.
So fun. Very talking cool. to Julie.
Very good. But talking about stuff like that changes. See this morning on the show, the little boy that received two new hands?
No.
Yeah, it was Uncle Mike.
Saw that
America.
Yesterday. Yeah. Yeah,
really?
He hoped and wished he'd have. He lost when he was very, very young age. He's not that old now. He's like 8 or 9. And he lost at a very young age, lost feet and that to a disease.
You're kidding.
And he always wanted two hands.
Yeah.
What he could do with two hands. He was playing music with no hands. And they showed him this morning with two new hands.
Prosthetics are really amazing.
Yeah. These are real hands.
Yeah.
It took 12 surgeons, 11 hours.
Now, what do you mean real hands?
So they're real hands.
Oh, so they were, okay. So they've done a few hand transplants over there.
These are real.
Oh, wow.
So it's from someone?
I guess I missed that part of the story.
Fingernails and that.
Yeah, the whole deal. Beautiful.
So it's from someone.
From somebody.
Yes, yeah.
Ooh. And they looked good on him,
Wow.
Things are, they're going to grow with him, or what I mean?
Yeah, because he's still a kid, right?
Yeah, right.
Tough to say.
That really struck me.
I'm sure he's not worried about that aspect of it. He's just thrilled to have it.
He is so excited. Can you imagine?
Well, we're living in a great time for those kinds of miracles.
First time ever. First time ever, right here in the United States.
Nice.
That's pretty good. That's what we have to offer, a lot more.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're talking about stuff on the grill.
Yeah,
and we've got a couple recipes for you to try. That your daughter gave you,
right?
Including the shrimp sliders that Shelley Walcott brought in.
That's a good.
A little bit earlier.
You're a good one.
And you are one who likes to experiment. I know that.
Oh yeah, I like to try things. Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's fun. It's fun.
It's nice because as we get older, we sort of just get in the pattern and do the same thing. But I think if you really love cooking, you want to just keep pushing the envelope, right?
That's what you try to do.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's nice when your family is open to that, but my particular one don't. They don't like seafood.
Oh, that's
tough. But I do it anyways.
Do you?
Oh,
do you cook something else then for the rest of them?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I still do it, and I cook them two hamburgers.
Well, you know what she said? She said a pound of shrimp makes 30 little
sliders.
Burgers.
Oh, that's good to know.
30. And you can put them in the freezer.
That's because she made pretty. The buns
must
were
be
tiny.
Good. I can't wait to try that.
It's really good.
But let me finish that pork and cheese.
Shaved pork, right?
Shaved pork.
Okay.
And what I want to finish with it as an accompaniment, I got a nice a potato roll.
That's what Shelley had
for the shrimp.
Her shrimp burger on.
All right. Yeah. It's out of this
a
world.
A miniature one. Did you see the miniature one?
Yeah, they have small ones.
Tiny.
These were an 8-inch, and I clipped the ends on it because I don't want the extra calories. And I split it, and I've been doing it lately. I've been putting mayonnaise lightly on it, and I grill it with the mayonnaise.
Oh, and I've not done that.
It comes out so golden.
I've done it with butter, but will you get the same effect? The
same effect. It's a different flavor. I just did it again. I had lunch upstairs. I've been putting it on a panini grill.
Wow.
Because there's a place in Washington State, Delhi, and it's very successful, and they don't use butter. They use mayo.
Huh.
Everything gets gold. Nothing burns.
Cool.
But what I did with this, that was really good. A nice cheese, not too sharp. I buy about a big pack. That's what I had left over from the wedding.
Right.
A big stick, for gosh sake, and we're still eating it. I mean, this was big, and we got it down, working on it. Cut it very thin, and dropped that envelope of steak and peppers and onions right into the thing, into the sandwich. And then I think I've had it with you, maybe. No, I don't think I did. I've been doing like a baked potato or the red bliss or the white potato, and those you don't have to peel. But last night I did it with baked potato. And I just peel it, and I cut it with my chef's knife real thin. Not like a potato chip.
Oh, okay.
I think I had it once.
Kind of like scalloped potato?
Yeah, but thin. Then I lay it on the grill, and you flip them back and forth with the seasonings. Unbelievable.
Is it crunchy?
It's crunchy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's crunchy,
yeah,
and it gets
that sounds
golden.
Good.
Would you use a mandalay for that to get it even
no,
thinner?
No, Mandalay chefs like this with your hand. No, one potato is two people, so all I need is four potatoes.
Mandalays, two potatoes. Give me the Woolies.
Yeah, I know.
I do not like those.
No.
You don't know why? Where I
my
seen,
mother cuts her hand.
In Florida. Okay. I've seen that. And I was going to say that. I have one. I will not
I
use
couldn't
it.
Even help her.
Yeah.
No.
I couldn't help her.
She
I was
took
freaking
right
out.
Off. No, a piece of finger.
Wow. Well, on that happy note, I think the show's over.
But it is. I haven't. I won't dare take it out. I'm afraid of it.
Really? I don't like those
it's
things.
It's at the end. You're not thinking.
Yes, right.
The end of the tomato. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
All right.
I don't know where
end
that went.
End of another show. All right. Food for thought. We're over. Yeah. Thank you.
Kalen Company's next. Enjoy Kalen a couple Company? Days off,
Thank
Carol.
You. Thank you. Bye, everybody. We'll be right back.